It's Wednesday, November 27, and with your news at 6 a.m, I am Leonard Vidbian. The Namibia Economic Freedom Fighters has voiced concerns about the Electoral Commission's ability to conduct a smooth election just hours before polls open. The party's deputy leader, Kalimbo Ipumbu, criticized the commission in a press statement for failing to confirm if it had secured all necessary vehicles. The commission previously reported a shortfall of 2,195 vehicles, adding to the 1,727 already required for elections. Staying with politics, the Landless People's Movement's William Minnie spoke to our news team pertaining to today's elections. The young leader applauded youth for being an active participant in local politics.
I'm actually surprised to see that young people are so involved in politics and so eager to know and so eager to fully participate in the political processes as well as the political dialogues that are happening, as well as joining the party, of course. We've been receiving many calls, many DMs across all our social media platforms, messages asking, where young people are asking, where can we get LPM cards? Where can we get LPM t-shirts? Because we're fully rallying behind you.
To South Africa, where the Union SAFTU is urging the government to address the root causes of crime by preventing economic conditions and creating sustainable jobs. SAFTU's Mogoshadi Maseremule says government must strengthen community policing initiatives and ensure law enforcement agencies are adequately resourced and implement effective programs for rehabilitation and reintegration of offenders to prevent reoffending. She says the Federation reiterates that crime cannot be reduced without addressing its root causes, namely poverty, unemployment and underpaid struggling workers.
The essential pillar in the fight against crime is strengthening the South African police services through strategic recruitment, specialized training and resource allocation. It is crucial to, one, recruit more officers. Increasing the number of police personnel is vital to improving visibility, reducing response time and elevating the burden on an overstretched force.
On the international scene, Israel's Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu says he's agreed to a ceasefire deal with the Lebanese Hezbollah. The deal, which was brokered by the US and France and still requires Israeli cabinet approval, would take effect today. Ira Spitzer is on the ground for us and now reports.
The long simmering conflict between Hezbollah and Israel began again following Hamas's October 7th attacks in Israel and exploded into all-out war about 2 months ago, killing more than 1,000 people to date. The agreement would require Israeli troops to withdraw from southern Lebanon and Hezbollah to move its forces north of the Latani River, effectively creating a buffer zone next to northern Israel. The Lebanese government would also move its forces into the region, which has long been controlled by Hezbollah. Netanyahu stressed that Israel would retain complete military freedom of action if the ceasefire is broken. Ira Spitzer, San Francisco.
Find all these stories and so much more on our website, futuremedianews.com.na. Future Media News, independent, accurate, and on time.